This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibility.
I'm Steve Kovac, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. The global IT outage that took out millions of computers around the world is still causing problems for many 3 days later. CrowdStrike, which caused the outage with an update to its cybersecurity software, said over 8.5 million PCs were affected. It also said many were functional again, but did not say how many were operational. But the effects of the outage continued Monday with airlines, especially Delta, canceling or delaying hundreds of flights. Many of the affected computers need an IT professional to manually remove CrowdStrike's faulty update. So it's going to be some time before everything is back online. And more on the outage, even though it was caused by CrowdStrike, Microsoft was pulled in to help customers get their machines back online. Over the weekend, Microsoft said it was providing tech support for customers trying to fix their PCs. They also said the CrowdStrike bug only took down a small sliver of the entire Windows ecosystem, just 1% of devices. Still, that was enough to take down operations at companies around the globe. Now over to NVIDIA. The chip maker is planning a new AI chip that won't be subject to U.S. export restrictions, which it plans to sell to Chinese firms. That's according to a Reuters report today. The export rules have prevented NVIDIA and others from selling their most advanced chips for training artificial intelligence to customers in China. The new chip for China could be ready for sale as early as next year, Reuters reported. That's all from CNBC headquarters. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With the advanced connectivity and intelligence of global secure networking, we're helping businesses of all sizes transform, grow, and thrive. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.